How does a sunny beach vacation in the south of Spain and Portugal sound right about now? Coming up, a pair of Spanish tour guides steer us around the crowded Costa del Sol. We'll see what the region of touristy Mediterranean beach resorts can offer besides tropical weather, and where you'll find authentic Spanish culture and attractions. Later in the hour, Kevin Kelly helps us look at how connecting with traditions across Asia can provide a guidepost for where we're going in our modern world. Let's start today's travel with Rick Steves along Portugal's south coast. From Land's End to the Spanish border, there's 100 miles of warm beaches and charming resort towns known as the Algarve. Our guides are Cristina Duarte from Lisbon and American-born Robert Wright, who used to live in Lisbon but now has relocated to a hillside village just over the border near Seville. Cristina, Robert, bon dia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Obrigada.
So when we think of the Algarve, Cristina, what does it mean to a Portuguese?
Holidays. It's where we go to holidays with our families.
Nice.
And normally because it is the kids are in school until the end of June, so everybody goes at the same time. So July and August can be pretty crowded. But if we have a chance and going out of July or August, it is a marvelous place to go. Wonderful beaches, wonderful food, very good offer of places where to stay, hotels, and also houses that we can rent, houses or apartments. And June is absolutely beautiful. Until the first week of July, it's quiet.
So that is interesting that there's a huge bell-shaped curve of demand. And in the summertime vacation,
Yes. It's
everybody's down there.
Yes.
Now, Robert, when you think of the popularity among locals, and you were a local, are the locals looking for a big resort, or are they looking for the cute little cove or the little town that hides away?
I think locals are looking for just basically good, nice, relaxing beaches wherever they may be.
Right.
Because what Cristina was saying is it's kind of like when you go off-season, a little bit off-season, you have to think that you can't go to Nazaré. You can't go to the beaches that are up north because the weather's still not quite
good. Oh, that's a good point. Because there are good beach resorts north of Lisbon.
Sure.
But if you're a little bit shoulder season, mm-hmm. you want to go in the south.
You want to go south because you're guaranteed good weather.
Down there by Morocco.
Yeah.
Now, when you go to the south, I'm sure that every region of Portugal has some different cuisine. What do you think about to enjoy the food scene when you're on the Algarve?
The food scene is fantastic because you're right there on the water. You get every kind of fresh seafood you can imagine.
Oh.
And I guess the best expression of that in Portugal is the dish that everybody goes there for. It's the cataplana.
Yes.
The cataplana is like just a big, big mix of all this great seafood, some potatoes, juicy broth. It's just really like the essence of the Algarve.
If I have a joy meter, it just went off the chart with both of you here when you said the word cataplana.
Yeah.
Cataplana. Cristina, what do you think? What's in a cataplana?
Cataplana is all kind of fish. It's basically, the cataplana is the name, not of the recipe, but is the name of the pot.
And it's a fun thing to buy as a souvenir. Yeah.
I noticed a lot of
people like to buy
the cataplana. It's a copper clam-shaped pot,
mm-hmm.
so it's like a double pot,
yep.
with the pot and the cover, and we slice onions, potatoes, and the fish in raw,
mm-hmm.
and we just leave it to steam in very low cooking.
Okay.
So all the flavors of the fish, the different ones, are there. So more variety of fish you have, more it becomes good, of course.
Now, when I'm researching the chapter in our Portugal guidebook for Salema, which
mm-hmm.
is my favorite town on the Algarve, every restaurant is so proud of their cataplana.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes.
And each one must be a little bit different. Robert, how could a cataplana be different from one restaurant to the next?
First of all, depending on the catch of the day, whatever is available, that's one thing. Another would be maybe the type of vegetables you add to it. You could add red peppers. You could not add red peppers.
Yeah.
You could add different spices if you wanted to.
So there's a variety of spices.
There's a variety of things you can do to it, yeah.
Sometimes
a little bit cream.
For the...
Sure.
A little bit cream.
You could add
mm-hmm.
cream, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are like nice little old-style pressure cookers.
And you can also, because it's a lot of fish, you can split it. Can you order?
Yeah, you have to. You have
so
to. These are big. Yeah,
these are big.
Yeah,
You wouldn't
go to Spain and order paella for one.
Okay.
So you
I
certainly
gotcha.
Wouldn't go to Portugal and order cataplana for one.
That's a good way to put it. Now, when we think of the Algarve, there's basically two halves, geographically and personality-wise. How would you characterize the East and the West, Robert?
I would say the East is a little bit more laid back, less touristy, a little bit...
Seems less dramatic to me.
It is less dramatic. There's less hubbub and like not really a lot of stuff going on.
Because in the West, you've got these postcard perfect rock formations right. that people just love.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
There, we are talking about rock formations by the sea, and we can actually visit them because they are in many small town fishing towns. Mm-hmm. You can either organize your tour on the caves by a local company.
So the big city, Lagos.
Yes.
And they have little $15 boat rides out to the rocks.
Yes, it is about 1 hour. Mm-hmm. And it's very nice because you can get actually inside of these caves and you have this emerald, beautiful sea colors and also the formation of the caves of the rocks are absolutely beautiful. But if a person is in a smaller place like Salima, you might find, you know, a fisherman that has a little boat.
Has a boat.
Yes, a little boat and takes you out for a while, for half an hour.
Now, that's a fun way for a fisherman to make a little extra money.
Yes,
and it's
exactly.
a fun way for a tourist to have an unforgettable experience.
That's with a local.
Yeah, with a local.
Very nice. Our guides to the scenic Algarve coast of Portugal are Cristina Duarte and Robert Wright. We have links to their websites in the notes for this week's show at ricksteves.com/radio. Our phone number is 877-333-RICK. Gary's calling from Rochester in New York. Gary, have you been to Portugal?
I have. And to your guest, bon dia.
Bon dia.
All right. So what was your experience in the Algarve, Gary?
I had come back from Morocco, and I was a graduate student. I was traveling around, and I was in Huelva in the south. West corner of Spain, and some friends I had known said, if you get that close, you got to go over to the Algarve. And my ultimate destination was Lisboa, but the train takes you right along the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped in Faro, and you're right, Faro is not a tourist town that I recall, but it's a beautiful small town, and you can get around in it, and there's some wonderful people there.
Mm-hmm. Did you find an expat community down there? Because I know a lot of Brits like to head down to the south coast of Portugal. I've got a friend who retired down there.
Yep. Actually, I asked some people in town where's a good place to stay, and they said there's a small hotel on the village square, and they had Portuguese flags and British flags out in front. So I said, so I'm going to try that. And I went in, and it was a couple from England. They had been there, opened the place for a few years before, and they had a nice little British happy hour, kind of a British pub. They sent me to a restaurant called Fin del Mundo, the end of the earth.
Huh.
I ended up going to this restaurant for 3 nights in a row while I was staying in Faro. And I'll tell your guests, this is a while ago, so it's not this cheap, but I think it was $3 or $4. I got a half a liter of wine and a plate of the biggest pieces of fish I had ever seen, to potatoes and bread. And I just sat there and ate and drank my heart out.
You know, when you find a fun little local restaurant like that and just nice house wine and some fresh seafood, you almost feel like, is this right when you get the bill? It's very affordable.
Oh,
and it is fun.
It was beautiful. I mean, you know, you get on the train and it takes you over through Albufeira and that coastal area and those beaches and the locals, they pull the boats up on the sand, and it's fantastic. Anybody who's not been there should make it a priority. It's really not expensive, but it's one of the most beautiful spots I've been to.
So, and you were just heading from southern Spain to Lisbon, and you sort of hopped off the train, and you discovered the Algarve. Gary, thanks so much for your call.
You're welcome. Thanks, Rick.
Take care. That's a very good point, is that the train transportation is good, and there's this wonderful sort of mix of expats and Portuguese. Robert, you're an expat there. It's kind of a nice, easygoing, you know, southern coast vibe.
There is. And actually, I can do a little bit of a comparison for you, if you like, Rick, because I know the Costa del Sol in Spain pretty well by living there.
Uh-huh.
And then also kind of comparing it to what the Algarve has. There's really, you know, if the Costa del Sol is so developed and overrun with just the same kind of tourists, but it's just more developed. And so you go to the Algarve and you get a much more relaxing experience. There are expats there.
Yeah.
There's people, there's Dutch, there's British, there's people from everywhere. But it's on a much smaller scale, and there's not nearly as many high rises.
You know, because it's on a much smaller scale, I think there's an attitude that they're going to mix in a little better because there's so many Belgians in this Belgian favorite town on the Costa del Sol, and so many Dutch and so many Germans and so many Brits that they become British enclaves or German enclaves that are looking not for a change in culture, but for a change in weather. and a nice beach.
Sure.
That's the Spanish Costa del Sol.
That is.
You don't find that really on
not
the
as much
Portuguese.
In remembered Portugal.
And a lot of the little hotels happen to be run by British expats, which means there's no communication problems.
That's true,
and
yeah. So like, we like, get a good hotel experience or a good homestay experience.
For sure.
And there's no problem with communication either.
That helps a lot. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Robert Wright and Cristina Duarte. We're talking about the south coast of Portugal, the Algarve. And let's just close with your favorite Algarve moment. Robert, if you would just wanted to capture one iconic experience or one unforgettable memory on the Algarve, what would it be?
I think for me it was the very first time I went out to Cape Sagres. So growing up in the United States and then moving to Europe and like hearing all these stories of exploration and Henry the Navigator and everybody who went out, and to actually physically see the sunset right there on the Cape.
Looking out at the sea where they didn't know there was dragons out there.
Didn't know what was there, and just looking out west and knowing that, wow, there's a lot of space between here and where I'm from.
Yeah. Standing on what feels like the tip of Europe.
It really does feel like the end of the earth. Yeah.
Oh, my. Cristina.
For me, it's like, as family vacation.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful place to take the children and as a family. Just looking to the kids and seeing how much fun they are having at 9 o'clock in the evening when it is still light and they are digging holes in the sand and just having the time, their time to be children and just discovering on the rocks the little shells and the clams and the stars. All that makes part of it.
They're putting together the little pieces that when they're your age, they'll look back and think,
exactly.
My mother and father gave me a beautiful childhood.
Yes, that's what we like to take our children for, is like also building the mosaic of their memories.
And as young at heart travelers, as kids at heart with a passport,
yes.
We can all enjoy that.
Yes.
We can put together those memories
definitely.
We'll cherish for the rest of our lives. Cristina Duarte, Robert Wright, obrigado.
De nada.
Obrigado.
Bon dia.
Bon dia.
Bon dia.
Head east from the Algarve, follow the coastline into Spain and around Gibraltar, and you'll find yourself in the region known as the Costa del Sol. Up next, a pair of Spanish guides help us navigate the popular Mediterranean resort region of southern Spain. And later, Kevin Kelly offers an appreciation for traditions that hold on across Asia, from the grassy plains of Kazakhstan to the shrines of Japan. He documents them in a colossal photo project. It's Travel with Rick Steves.